Hello and welcome to Business English Pros. Today we're going to talk about branding. We're going to dive deep into what it means and why it's so important for businesses. Have you ever wondered why some companies are more well-known than others? It all comes down to their branding. In this episode, we'll explore the ins and outs of branding, including what it is, how it works, and why it matters so much in the business world. We'll also discuss how a successful brand strategy can help a business stand out from the crowd. Get ready to learn all about the fascinating world of branding in English. Defining branding. What is it? Branding is a word that is often used in business. But what does it mean? Branding is creating a unique identity for your business or product. This means making your customers think of you differently from your competitors. Branding includes things like your company name, logo, tagline, and messaging. It's important to have a consistent look and feel across all your marketing materials, like your website and social media profiles. But branding is more than just looks. It's about telling people who you are as a company and what you stand for. It's about building trust with your customers and making them feel connected to you emotionally. One big benefit of branding is that it helps you stand out in a crowded market. When it's done well, branding can help you be different from your competitors and attract customers who share your values. Another benefit of branding is that it can help you build brand loyalty. When customers feel connected to your brand, they are more likely to come back and tell others about you. To create a strong brand, start by figuring out what you want to be known for and what makes you different from others. Then work on making your visual identity and marketing materials match that message. Remember that branding is an ongoing process and should change as your business grows and changes too. Components of branding. What makes a strong brand? Branding is important for businesses and can affect their success. A strong brand is more than just a logo or catchy phrase. It's made up of different parts that work together to create a unique identity that connects with customers. Here are the main parts of a strong brand. Number one, purpose. Your brand should have a clear purpose beyond making money. It should solve a problem or meet a need for customers. This purpose should be reflected in everything you do, from your messages to your products and services. Number two, values. Your brand values are the principles that define who you are as a company. They should match your purpose and show in every part of your business, from how you treat employees to how you talk to customers. Number three, personality. Your brand personality is the human side of your business. It's how you talk to customers and the overall feeling of your brand. A strong personality helps you stand out and connect with customers emotionally. Number four, visual identity. Your visual identity includes your logo, colors, and design elements that represent your brand visually. A strong visual identity is memorable, recognizable, and consistent across all platforms. Number five, customer experience. Your brand is not just what you say about yourself. It's also what others say about you based on their experience with your business. Every interaction with a customer should be positive and reflect your brand values. Building a strong brand takes time and effort, but it's worth it for businesses. Developing a brand strategy. How to create a successful brand. Creating a strong brand is important for businesses that want to stand out in a competitive market. It takes time and effort, but it's worth it. A strong brand can help you gain the trust of customers, increase your market share, and make more sales. To create a strong brand, you start by defining your brand identity. This includes your company's values, mission, and personality. Make sure everything you do reflects your brand identity, from your logo and website design to your marketing materials and customer service. It's important to communicate your brand identity consistently to your target audience. This means creating a consistent message across all channels like social media, email marketing, and advertising. Another important part of creating a strong brand is becoming an expert in your industry. You can do this by sharing valuable insights and expertise through blog posts, white papers, and webinars. Creating a strong brand requires ongoing effort and investment. This means regularly evaluating and refining your branding strategy based on feedback from customers and changes in the market. It also means investing in high-quality design and marketing materials that reflect the quality of your products or services. Creating a strong brand takes time and effort, but it's worth it for businesses that want to succeed in today's competitive market. To create a powerful brand, you need to define your brand identity and communicate it consistently. Investing in ongoing improvement is also important. Becoming an expert in your industry and driving business growth will help your brand resonate with customers. Measuring brand success. How do you know if your brand is working? How do you know if your brand is doing well? Sometimes it can be hard to measure, but it's important to make sure your efforts are paying off. Here are some things to think about when measuring the success of your brand. Brand awareness. This means how people know about your brand. You can find out by asking people or using tools like Google Analytics. If not many people know about your brand, you might need to do more marketing or be more active on social media. Brand loyalty. This means how likely people are to choose your brand over others. You can find out by seeing how many customers come back and buy from you again. If not many people are loyal to your brand, you might need to work on customer service or offer rewards for repeat customers. Brand perception. This means how people think about your brand. This includes things like quality and trustworthiness. You can find out by asking people or looking at online reviews. If people don't think highly of your brand, you might need to change the way you talk about it or make better products. Brand equity. This means how valuable your brand is compared to others. You can find out by looking at how much money you make and how much of the market you have. If your brand isn't worth as much as you'd like, you might need to invest in branding or make your products stand out more. Overall, measuring the success of your brand is important so you can learn what's working and what needs improvement. Why branding matters. It's important to measure the success of your brand to ensure that you are making progress. There are several ways to do this. Firstly, your website is the face of your brand, and it is important to know how many people are visiting it. Use tools like Google Analytics to track your website traffic, bounce rate, and time spent on each page. Secondly, social media is a powerful tool for building brand awareness and connecting with customers. You should keep track of your social media metrics, such as likes, comments, shares, and followers. Thirdly, ask your customers for feedback on their experience with your brand. Use this information to make changes that will improve customer satisfaction and loyalty. Fourthly, keep an eye on your sales figures. The success of your brand can be measured by how much revenue it generates. Keep track of your sales figures over time to see if any trends or patterns are emerging. Measuring the success of your brand is essential for growth and development. By tracking website traffic, social media engagement, customer feedback, and sales figures, you can gain valuable insights into what's working and what needs improvement. That's it for today's episode. Please remember that I'm not trying to teach you business strategies here, just how to communicate better in business English. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow us for more exciting episodes to help you improve your business English communication skills.